Welcome to another episode of No Rehearsal. So, I do not have the blog post even uploaded yet. I didn't know what topic to do until today. Okay, so today's Thursday. I'll get to why I'm in the car again. I'll get to that. But basically, it was like the beginning of the week. I'm writing the blog post. It was supposed to be about interesting travels. And I was like, do I want to do... It's like I have so many crazy, like, funny or like just travel stories in general, like we could talk about it, and that was going to be the episode. And then, like, this week, just the way I've felt, I just have felt like it should be a different episode. And I mean, there's always next week, Lord willing, you know what I'm saying? So we could just do that next week or in the next few weeks. But I've been feeling so insecure this week, like I need to just talk about it. I just thought it would be something. I have no plan for this. I just feel like it could just be like we're on the phone talking, you know what I'm saying, or we're together hanging out. But I'm on my way right now to meet my family in Florida, so I'm going to see them for the weekend. And yeah, so anyways, the reason, like, the main thing that has just kind of like really gotten to me this week is like, okay, so Nick and I have a clothing brand, right? So we, like, I have on the set, he was like, and he was being so sweet, you know, he was like, I think you are, you know, so beautiful, like most beautiful girl in the world. I want you to like wear, like, we obviously want, like, obviously pictures in time, people wearing it, like in real life, on the website and on social media, and we don't really have any of that right now. And so we're like, this kind of looks like not, you know what I'm saying? So we wanted some. And anyways, he was like, I would love for you to like model it. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet, you know. Well, I'm like, so we have a spring like drop set thing, and I tried on the sample. We went downtown, we have like this camera, he had this whole like, he just made it really cool, like the iPad, like he could literally see the camera on the iPad, and he made it so cool with the tripod and whatever. So anyways, that was great until I literally just, every single picture, I just like couldn't even look at myself. I was just like, I look horrible, like I don't know. I just really was beating myself up, and I just did not think that I looked good. I did not think that I thought it was really unflattering angles, but like he's a really good photographer, you know what I'm saying? But I was trying to like tell him what angles, you know, to do, and then like it still wasn't working. And then I was like, wait, I just look like shit, you know what I'm saying? And I just felt so bad, and I was like, I never want to do, I was being so dramatic, and I did not care. That's really what got to me, because usually like if I start, you know, talking some way, I have a feeling like, oh, I shouldn't, whatever, like I can stop. This was like, I was just like, I'm never doing this again, like I hate this, like I'm ready to go, just, you know what I'm saying? And he was just like, hey, but like I think these are so good. And anyways, then like he showed me some of them like the next day, and I was like, okay, maybe from now, like I'll do it again if you like want me to, but maybe just like go through the photos, pick out the best ones, then show me. And he was like, that's what I just did. And I was just like, oh my god, you know what I mean? Like, that's great. Like, but he was, you know, he's so encouraging. So like, it's not, whatever, that's just the story. And I don't know, so there's like a few different insecurities I've kind of struggled with, and I've talked about it in the episode Growing Up a Girl. I still need to upload the blog post, because I was just thinking about like when I talked about growing up a girl, I was like, I just saw it like as I was writing the blog post. I don't know, it was like a flashback in my head basically. And like, anyways, I need to still write the blog post for this one when I get to the beach, maybe tonight if I can do it on my phone. Yeah, because I've done the blog every week and I don't want to miss it. But anyways, okay, back to the story. So in Growing Up a Girl, I talked some about how I've struggled with like being insecure about my stretch marks and cellulite, and you know, cellulite's genetic, stretch marks, like I remember like when I was younger, my legs, like the sides of my legs were itching. I have no idea if this is in any correlation or not, like I don't think it is, but I was like blaming myself, because I remember shortly after I would like scratch my legs a lot, my like, I started seeing the stretch marks. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know what I'm saying? Like, that made me feel like I caused it and that I, like, ruined my body. And that is not the reality. That is not ruin your body. Like, I have it. So it's so normal. So many people have them and it, on different places of their bodies, you know, and that's something I didn't know back then. I thought because mine were so visible that, like, because, you know, if I was wearing, like, a bathing suit, basically, you would see them. And, like, I didn't realize, oh, well, some people have it on their, like, tits, you know what I'm saying? Some people on their booty. Like, it's just depends on the part. Like, it just depends. And so, anyways, I'm about to get over because I think the car behind me hates me. But, I was just always really insecure about being in a bathing suit, but I wouldn't really make that clear. I wouldn't really act like that or admit it. I kind of just pretended like I wasn't. And I'm also, though, I'm not a super, like, I have confidence, okay? So I'm not, like, one of those, like, I have to really work on my confidence, because I do have that. It's just I still have insecurities that pop up. And, yeah, and so anyways, that was a thing. Cellulite, you know, it's genetic. I tried to get, like, different oils and, like, for, especially for the stretch marks, like, different oils, but I tried to get this stuff. It was like a scrub and it was like a mask, or I don't know, but anyways, it was supposed to help cellulite. I'm not really good at sticking to, like, doing something like that every night, like, to actually see if it works. So of course it didn't work for me. But, and then, like, even before that came up, I became insecure about my forehead, because it was a joke, and, like, I don't want to, like, take it to heart or anything, but when I was, like, in elementary school, I heard somebody say, like, well, first of all, they would be like, are you willing to cut the ham about my last name? But then somebody said that they could project a movie on my forehead, or, like, I think somebody else said, or maybe, like, when I told somebody about that, they were like, oh, or, like, take off, like, a plane runway or something. Anyways, it's kind of funny, right? Like, I mean, you can't not laugh. Like, I'm not gonna be offended if you just laughed at that. But, like, so obviously when pictures are taken of me, like, I would notice my forehead. I also talked about this in the Growing Up a Girl episode, but, like, my I'm gonna get to something we haven't talked about yet in a minute, but I'm kind of doing a little recap of some of my struggles if you have not seen any episode until now. But yeah, so I was insecure about my forehead and pictures and all, and I don't know. I also, when I was younger, I think this is what I was gonna say. there's this picture taken of me and, like, several different people. I was in, like, sixth grade. I'm, like, 99% sure it was sixth grade, maybe seventh, I don't know. But, like, I was wearing a tank top and not a real bra, but all you could see were, like, two, like, I don't know, and, like, no one really had. I, like, hit puberty or started my period or whatever early. Like, I started my period in fifth grade, right? So my tits kind of grew. Like, I had stretch marks before other people. So I was feeling like I was the only one. And anyways, it was really weird. I was embarrassed about it, blah, blah, blah. If you want to know more about that, go watch Growing Up a Girl, because that's a lot. But I want to know, too, like, why. Like, sometimes insecurities can come back, right? Like, it's also sometimes insecurities can go away. Like, I had a period of my life where I was not just looking at my forehead in pictures. I actually stopped doing that because I was like, oh my gosh, do I have a butt chin? Like, people have always said, like, dimple on the chin, you know what I'm saying? Like, a dimple. But then I was like, wait, what if that's a butt chin? Because I don't remember what made me, like, anyway, so then when I would look up, I would just see that. And so it kind of took away the forehead. That went away. Like, I don't think about that now. I actually just remembered that. But another new insecurity that I, like, when I see a picture of myself, I notice how my top lip is just, like, I just feel like it's so small. Like, it's just not even very noticeable. So I'll try to overline it, or I'll try to, you know, this or that. But, like, I've, like, thought about getting lip filler or lip flip or something, but I also don't know. I don't want to regret it. I don't know, right? Like, because I feel like one day I'm going to be one of those moms that's like, oh, let's go get let's go get Botox. I was about to say, let's go to Pilates, that too, but, like, let's go get Botox, or, like, you know, gotta go get my hair done. I just, that type. But at the same time, what if I want to, like, say one day, oh yeah, I've never gotten any work done? Like, I don't know what. I don't really care. Like, I don't think that matters. I don't think I'm gonna want to say that, but, like, what if I do? like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I actually, the reality is I'm probably going to, I don't know. I might not actually, because now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I feel like I should try to work to get over that. I shouldn't get it. I should not go get lip filler just because I can't take a picture without looking at my lip, right? I should go get lip filler because, like, I think that it would just make me even more confident. But I feel like before you do that, you should be confident in who you are. Nothing's wrong with, like, you know, doing things like pamper yourself or, like, make yourself feel even more beautiful and better. But as long as you still have that, like, confidence and, like, whatever, without it, that's kind of what I'm thinking right now. What do you think? I don't know. But, so this is something that, it might be a trigger warning right now, because I just feel like no one really talks about this, and I feel like it's really important, and I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. Okay, so basically, I don't feel like I've ever had an eating disorder that I've really struggled with. There's been times where I wouldn't eat just because I was so, like down, honestly, and depressed. But then there's also been times where I have thought in my head, like, oh, I don't need to, like, I need to just, like, not eat for a few days and then I'll look better. Or, like, just eat, like, because when I was, like, really down and depressed one time, like, I could not eat anything except, like, a, like, saltine cracker, like, whatever. And then I remember having thoughts growing up and stuff, like, oh, I need to just eat, like, a cracker or two a day and see if that, and, like, that's not a healthy thought or anything, but I know that, and people near and dear to me have struggled with, different types of eating disorders, and, so I don't want to say, like, I have, because I don't want to take away from how much, but I think, like, more they did, but I think that there was a, it was just, like, a weird relationship, I don't know, you know, like, and, like, I do remember in high school, like, everyone was, you know, I think a lot of people cared about being skinny where I went to school. I think that, but also in general, high school girls, I think, go through that phase. And anyways, flash forward, like, this year, in the last, like, year, I've gained, like, 15 pounds, maybe even 20 now, I don't know. And there's been different people, like, you know, that I know are saying this out of love, that have told me that I needed to gain weight, like, before I did or whatever. Like, you should gain, like, 15 pounds. Like, that would look good. Like, that would look better, like, more of a woman or, like, healthier or whatever. And so, like, I have, right? And not on purpose. I don't know if it's from my medicine, like, because I started Zoloft and I noticed that, like, pretty much after starting that happened. Also, it could be relationship weight. Like, a lot of times when people get into a relationship, they gain weight. It could also be, like, that second puberty that girls go through that I didn't even know about until I'm like, am I going through this? Because I just feel different, like, whatever. Then I heard it was, like, a real thing, and I'm like, I still don't even know about it. I really should to see if I'm, like, okay, I don't know. I definitely thought something was going on, and I said, I feel like this is, like, a second whatever puberty. Why do I keep saying whatever in place of words? Like, I just assume you're gonna know what I mean. That's not okay. Anyways, so it's actually a thing, right? And so I don't know if it's that. I don't know what it is, you know? It could be just, because I used to, like, not eat when I was stressed. What if I went through the puberty and now suddenly I stress eat? I don't know. So that's just a thing. And also, like, because of my medicine, I have to eat, like I have to eat a little bit with it or I will get dizzy or nauseous. So that could play a part into it. But I feel like no one really talks about that type of struggle. Like, it's such a struggle when you go from, like, kind of struggling with food, like, having this weird relationship. Like, for example, okay, when I was in high school, I thought I looked big, a lot of the time, a lot of the pictures I was in, I was like, I look big compared to the people I'm around, the people I'm in the pictures with. Like, I felt like one of the, not that anything's wrong with that. Like, that's what I want to just put out there. Like, I don't want to, you know, it's just like, not that anything's wrong with being big, like, whatever size you are, whatever your body looks like, you are beautiful and you're made in God's image. And if you are like underweight and you want to gain weight in a healthy way, go for it. And if you're overweight and you want to lose weight in a healthy way, go for it. That's what I feel like. You know, I think you're beautiful no matter what. But I just remember in high school, I'm just telling you my experience, not trying to, you know, sound any way or, you know, hurt anybody's feelings. I don't think this would, but I just want to make it clear. I just want to respect everybody. But I just, oh my gosh, like I'll look at the pictures that I thought I looked big in now, and I was tiny. I was small. And that makes me so sad now, because I'm like, I felt like I needed to change my body in these pictures. Like, I just, no one talks about the struggle from struggling with food, or if in your case you might have an eating disorder, going from that to the healthy gaining weight process. You know, because when you start gaining weight, even if it's healthy weight, whether it's from something like my situation, or if you had an eating disorder, or if you just, you know, whatever your situation might be, and you're needing to gain weight and it's healthy that you're gaining weight, it's like, it's like, I know that I'm not big now, and I'm not trying to sound like I am or act as if I am, but I do feel larger than I used to. And I wish my mind wasn't even consumed with this stuff. Like, I wish I'd, and it's not a lot of the time, it's just sometimes this creeps in, like how this week, it's just been a week where my insecurities have just been in. Like, it's really hard when you start gaining weight in a healthy way, because you're like, you almost miss how you used to look, even if it wasn't healthy, like even if you weren't taking care of yourself. And it's hard not to. And I, if you understand that, like, I'm so sorry. And if you don't, if you are like, oh, I'm so happy that I'm gaining weight, like, that's incredible. I'm not saying this is for everybody, but at least for me, I'm like, yeah, maybe I finally look, I mean, just like a couple years ago, I was probably 19 or 20. I'm like 21 now, so I was probably 19 maybe. It was after high school. So somebody told me I looked like 16 at a restaurant, and like the waitress, not in a mean way, but you know, so maybe like it is good, you know, that I'm maybe looking more womanly, or maybe about to start looking older or whatever. But I don't know, sometimes I'm just like, man, I wish I still looked like I looked in high school. And I'm like, why? Like, why do I think that way? Why is it just because we're human and our thoughts sometimes just are not true, you know? Like, or what, you know? But I think to get over that, you know, I'm just really gonna try to, like, because I've been trying to make God a priority in my life. Like, He is number one. I just want to make Him like part of my day every day, like make a point to read the Bible and make a point to pray and like talk to God. That one I do, but definitely reading the Bible every day is something I'm trying to do. And because I haven't really been, and I haven't really ever, every day, like consistently. So I'm not a reader, but that's not an excuse. Not that you should force yourself to do something you don't want to do, but I'm in Florida. I need to pick up my feet. Isn't that a saying? Like, when you cross states? Yes, I know that's a saying, because my family does it. Woo! And I'm pretty sure we did that. Okay, if you're listening to this in headphones, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Okay, back to it. So, what do we do about, you know, like, when we get these thoughts, like, what can we do? You know what I'm saying? So I've always kind of felt like the more, and I've heard this, like, if the more you hold on to a thought, like, the more you let it sit there, it's just gonna consume you. So I think the best thing we can do when we feel this way is just like to immediately like say nope, like I'm casting this thought out, like even just praying, even just being like, God, like I want to define myself the way you see me, you know, like because you are his child, like he loves you so much and he created you and he also created every single thing that is good and perfect in this world and he's the designer of it. It's so beautiful. And so it's just that, you know, if we get a thought in our head like, oh, this top looks terrible on me, like so unflattering, like whatever, why do I have to add the like whatever? See, this is another one, this is another insecurity. Okay, when we get these, we just need to say nope. Like, immediately, no, I'm not paying any attention to this. This is not from God. This is not true. This is, you know, and just say, like, no. Like, take captive of your thought. Like, almost picture it like you are grabbing that thought and you are saying no. And then you're just throwing it. And the next time it happens, you know, it might crawl back, like, and then you can just do the same thing. And I'm not saying that's easy. I'm saying this is definitely easier said than done. But I think that the more we do that and resist those thoughts, the more they will go away slowly but surely. And I think we have to have the mindset that we want to, like, we want to talk highly of ourselves. Not highly in a cocky way, but highly in a, I know that I am made by God. I know that I'm pretty. I know that I'm valued. I don't need anybody else to tell me, like, that type of thing. So yeah, that was some like real stuff. Like, I don't know, y'all. It's just really hard when you gain, sorry, I'm just thinking about this now because like I know even like, so my stomach, I used to never be worried about my stomach being big. Like, that was not a concern for me because it was always like my thighs that I was kind of worried about, even though like I had a thigh gap when I was worried about this. Like, I was, anyways, now my stomach is, and I'm also always bloated, which is really, really hard. I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to gluten and dairy or like lactose intolerant, something. I really need to go get my allergies checked. But yeah, so my stomach though has gotten like bigger and it doesn't have the like hourglass like it used to, like straight up. And I'm almost like, oh my gosh, I just want to like in, it's just, but back then though, when I was looking like that, I really wasn't ever like in a good place. Like, when I was looking super thin and super like whatever, like I really wasn't taking the best care of myself. But I also, you know, never really, like, if somebody was like, you want to go eat or you want to go do this or that, I would be like, yeah, you know, like, I'm not going to turn down a good meal or that type of thing. So that's why I think, you know, that's why I don't want to label it an eating disorder, really. But also, I don't really know much. I'm not very educated on the subject, so I really should be like that. I would really love to learn from you if you know more about it. But yeah, and then, you know, back to like just what this week, I don't know. It's just been like, why can't I see like other people? They would let their boyfriends just like take pictures of them. Like, it's like I can't even smile if he's trying to take a picture of me. I can't like pose. And I think I'm afraid that I'm gonna like try to look okay and like decent and cool and cute, whatever, and it's not gonna turn out good, and then it's gonna be like embarrassing or something. Even though like I'm so comfortable around Nick, like I'm so weird around him, like I never thought I would ever like shit around a dude, honestly, you know. And like, it's gotten to that point where I just don't care. Like, I should be fine with it. Like, and there's so many embarrassing pictures. I'll show him, like, oh my gosh, like, look how bad, like, look how funny or bad this picture is, whatever. But it's like, in certain circumstances, it's like my insecurity just takes over, and I don't know what that is or how, I don't know. But like, if me and, you know, one of my friends like went to take pictures, like, we could probably like both rock it. Like, but it was something about him, I guess, because I like it, I guess, because I don't know. But I've always kind of been like that, I've never really liked posing for pictures if a guy's taking it of me. I don't know. And I think it has something to do with an insecurity, and I haven't really tied it together. So if you know or have any ideas, let me know. Because I would love to work on it and get through this. But I also think since I have been reading the Bible every day and I have been, you know, praying, sometimes spiritual warfare really sets in. And that's when, like, things that you haven't struggled with for a while come up. And that's just, I've seen that. That's happened to me many times throughout life. You just have to resist it and just know it's a good sign. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing something right if you're being tested, you know, not tested, but like, well, maybe, but more so, what I mean is more so like, you know what I'm talking about. I feel like I'm starting to yap, am I? I have some road snacks. Okay, I'm gonna end this episode. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. I think you're awesome. And if you have any things you're struggling with or any video topics, please let me know. I would love to be there for you. And I am, and I think about you. But I would also love to talk about anything or answer any question that could help you. So, and don't forget to like and subscribe. And I will see you next week. Bye.